This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Every day we are in an episode of Game of Thrones, doesn't it? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. I am a big fan of GOT. And speaking of not today, top U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators concluded the first of 2 days of talks to rescue a trade deal that is collapsing. And Washington is going to jack up the tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of goods imported from China. So what does that mean? It means you're going to feel some pain doing the Walmart thing, going almost anywhere and shopping. Lots of what we pick up is cheap Chinese goods. I'm going to be honest about it. So here's the thing. You know how I can't veil it. So they go back to the table. We'll see what happens. But the United States, it looks like, will increase duties on about $200 billion worth of Chinese stuff to 25%, I've talked about this number before, from 10%. So we're talking consumer products. That includes cell phones, computers, clothing, and toys. They will probably be the hardest hit. And the president has really made no bones about it. He's adopted the protectionist policies as part of his America First agenda, which is about rebalancing global trade and boosting U.S. manufacturing. And he's saying that Beijing is reneging on commitments that they made during months of negotiations. You know, the president said at an event at the White House, look, we were getting very close to a deal. Then they started to renegotiate the deal. We can't have that. We can't have that, period. So it looks like these are tense talks, and it looks like the backtracking and everything else that's happened is just going to kick what I said, those tariffs, into effect, and that is going to be felt by you for sure. If like I said, you're picking up anything that is Chinese goods, and there's so much of what we get is from China, you don't even realize it half the time. I said, do an experiment for 3 days, go around and really look at the labels, and you'll see what I'm talking about if you don't already know it. But there's more than that to talk about, so I say it's good to take that hard stance, and even if it is painful for some at first, it's better for us in the long run, because as our friend Bob Ney told us in a previous hour, the former congressman from Ohio, this nonsense hasn't worked in the past. You play nice and everything's, here's the deal, and then poof, it goes back to the same way. So in the long run, maybe it changes the way the Chinese do business with us. How about North Korea? They're fooling on this one. The U.S. cracked down on a large North Korean ship used to transport coal. They seized it, saw it, knew it was in violation of international sanctions. That's what you're supposed to do. The ship was stopped by Indonesia last month, so they didn't learn their lesson. They had 24 crew members on board. And, you know, we've obviously got tension with North Korea. North Korea fired 2 short-range missiles in their second weapons launch in 5 days. And the president has said nobody is happy at the missile launches. South Korea says it's probably a protest by Pyongyang against the president refusing to ease economic sanctions. So what do we know? Both, we're talking about China, talking about North Korea, if you take your foot off the economic sanctions, we've seen this before, you go back to the way it was because you give them what they want. At some point, draw a hard line or get off the table. And in this case, it's a hard line in both cases. And no matter how you feel about what else is going on, I'd have to say most of us, Democrat, Republican, whatever, come on, that's a thumbs up. Because it's stupid to let history repeat itself and keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over. Again, it doesn't work. It's not making sense. Not making sense. By the way, while protests are going on, and we heard about this Uber prices, the IPO, if you look at it, its initial public offering on Thursday at the low end of the targeted range to value the company at $82.4 billion. They think the conservative approach would help it in letting it avoid market chaos for them that's been suffered because of their rival, Lyft. So this is the most high-profile U.S. listing since Facebook 7 years ago raised $8.1 billion, pricing its IPO at $45 a share, compared with the expected range of, you know, $44 to $45. So the IPO was oversubscribed, you know what that means, but they settled for a lower price. They didn't want to have problems with that. So makes sense to me, right? So Uber wanted to accommodate big mutual funds, which, unlike hedge funds, puts in orders for a lower price. Boom, bada bing, that's it. That's it. You know, Uber lost over $3 billion in 2018 from operations and reported a net loss attributable to the company for the first quarter of 2019 of around $1 billion on revenues of about $3 billion. Now, they've been having that. Well, Lyft is the competition, but they also have the problem of what the perception is. And so people thinking Lyft was better or treating their people better, or, you know, there's a million reasons for that, or they're better in a particular area. Obviously, that's made a little bit of a difference. Hey, I feel like I have to throw this out at the top because as a kid, I was a big fan of Wild Kingdom. Did you watch Wild Kingdom? Wild Kingdom host Jim Fowler, dead at the age of 89. I can't even think of him as 89. But remember, he co-hosted Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom with Marlon Perkins. That started back in 1963. Wow. And he was, of course, a regular on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and he said he became interested in wildlife. He was just the face of it, growing up on his family's farm in Georgia, and then went on and studied zoology, all that kind of stuff. But what some people might not know, this is what eulogies are for, is he was a star baseball player. He actually had some offers from the Phillies and the Yankees to pursue that career, but he didn't do it. He was all about educating the public about wildlife and really pushing for nature conservation. So how about that? Yeah, he was a force early on, because I can remember seeing him. I can remember the impact he had for decades and decades and decades. And you know who I'm talking about. You think of the guy, he always had that shirt on, the same shirt, you know, that safari green shirt. And he would bring on all kinds of animals on Johnny Carson that would make Carson very, very nervous. Hey, we're going to the movies next. Come with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow a us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
We know that Avengers Endgame is ruling the world when it comes to the ka-ching factor at the box office, but there are three other movies that are coming out: Ugly Dolls, Pokemon, and The Hustle. So let's start first with a movie called Ugly Dolls. Check it out.
Down. Welcome to the Institute of Perfection. Remember, only pretty dolls will meet their perfect human match.
You're an engineer slash model. You're a boy doll slash model. You're not a model.
Data does not compute.
Do you honestly think your little band of sock puppets stands a chance here?
It's probably better if you just go back where you belong.
Are we really not good enough for the big world?
You know what? We're not going anywhere. What? Our flaws make us who we are. Those are all worth fighting for.
Tú vienes aquí mucho.
Hard pass.
Ew, ew, ew.
Another swing, another miss.
We can be pretty lovable.
Isn't that right, gibberish cat?
Nothing is gonna stop us now.
Whoa!
We have to save him.
Lead him. The lost cause. He's gone forever.
I'm over here.
There's nothing we could have done.
You do know
know that Lou is going to make it super hard for you.
Well, I say bring it on, Louis.
Oh, my doll.
All right, so Ugly Dolls, in case you don't understand what it is, it's a fantasy adventure kids flick, PG, 1 hour, 31 minutes. It's this town of Uglyville. It's in wide release. We talked about it before, but now it's wide release. So it's all about weirdness being celebrated, the stranger the better, some familiar voices. Kelly Clarkson sings, and you hear her clearly in this. And definitely will find an audience as it continues to grow. And as I said, the screens got bigger. Pokemon was so popular back in the day, and it's popular again. So how about a movie serving up some Pokemon? Check it out.
So there I was. Woke up with a heavy case of amnesia in the middle of nowhere. The only clue to my past is Harry's name and address inside this hat. So I made my way to the apartment, and that's when I found you and your stapler gun.
Stop talking! You're a hallucination!
You're a hallucination.
So you're a talking Pikachu with no memories who's addicted to caffeine.
I can stop whenever I want. These are just choices. Another round, extra shot, black as night. Thank you, sweet. I don't know. Maybe Harry got in too deep. Mixed up the wrong crowd, that kind of thing. Look, you can talk to humans. I can talk to Pokemon.
And if you want to find your pops, we're going to need each other.
No, I don't need a Pokemon.
What about a world-class detective?
My clues! What is all this?
Harry is still alive. Case closed, but still open until I solve it. Alright, here it is. Harry faked his own death.
Or
somebody else faked Harry's death.
Or
Harry faked somebody else's death. That last one doesn't work
no.
at all. Now, obviously, I've dealt with this putt before, so I'll just do it again.
Hey, bud, what are you doing?
I can't do it when people are watching. Get me the hell out of here!
Twist. That's very twisty.
Get him!
He's barely moving.
Don't tell him that.
Oh, he's on a bike. Quick, get in front of him. Stop.
Oh, no. He's going down hard, Tim. Should have worn a helmet.
Pokemon Detective Pikachu. You have to like that. 15 million in early offshore play so far is what they call it. And, of course, you recognize Ryan Reynolds' voice. This will probably find an audience. Fantasy mystery again. You got kids. You got grandkids. You got two options. Ugly Dolls, Pokemon, Detective Pikachu. So 1 hour, 44 minutes. And it's about this detective that you heard who mysteriously goes missing. So his son tries to find out what happens. And it actually is a little bit clever. I saw some clips of this as well. We played one there, but it looked clever. And if you're a fan of Pokemon, it could be an interesting watch, if not on the big screen, when it goes to streaming. And then for something completely different, The Hustle. Check it out.
Could it be taken? I'll just get a glass of water, please. I have to save all my money because I'm here to find my sister. She's been taken.
Taken? Like?
Like by men who sell hot white virgins to gajillionaires on yachts.
I am very moved by your story. Order anything you like.
I'll have a club sandwich and an order of fries. Two slices of cake. Do you want any cake?
No.
Three slices of cake and a Diet Coke. Impressive. I'm a con artist.
Sisters in arms.
I had no idea how small
whole time I was until I met you.
Penny. Why are women better suited to the con than men?
Because we're used to faking it.
Because no man will ever believe a woman is smarter than he is.
Is it valuable?
$500,000.
I like it because it's shiny.
I could be the partner you never knew you needed. Teach me your sugar baby ways. Take this to the guest room, butlery person.
Just listen. There's nothing more compelling to a man than a vulnerable woman. Observe.
Wow, you can just tear up like that. Can you make the tear roll down your cheek? Oh.
Now you try. Are you constipated?
If you want to be like me,
you must be trained for any situation. She's got style,
she's got grace, she's a winner. She's ready.
He's the mark.
He's a tech millionaire.
Billionaire, I bet.
Try to be as inconspicuous as possible.
Drew. Yep, blind person walking here. If this person would just scoot over. Would you mind, sir? Sir?
Men always underestimate us. And that is what we use.
You let her get away!
How's she dressed? You did it again. Beneath the peasants!
She must mean peasants, yes?
Don't worry, darling. It's a terrible shot.
Oh, that was unexpected.
All right, so you get it. It's a new comedy. It's Anne Hathaway. Rebel Wilson is very popular. Female scam artists. We've seen guys do it, and there have been other movies with females, but this is definitely an all-star cast from the female point of view. So one is kind of low rent, one's sort of high class, and they take down the men who have wronged them. It's a comedy, 1 hour, 34 minutes, pretty short, PG-13. It's not getting much love on Rotten Tomatoes, 16%, but you can't always go by what the critics say. Might be one of those movies, though, that makes for a good streaming night, a good chick flick streaming night, perhaps, a makeup movie, whatever. But Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson, not so sure. I wonder what that combo would be like. Could be good, but definitely getting kind of mixed reviews. So some like it, but a lot of it are giving it that kind of C- sort of review. Let's put it that way. Definitely a streamer for me, I would think. On a rainy day, looking around for a flick you haven't seen, that's where it would pull its weight. Stay with us. More coming your way next on The Flip Side. And a big shout out to Eric Salazar for his fine work on the show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Heavy rains are sending rivers out of their banks in much of the South. More than 2 inches of rain fell for Mother's Day in New Orleans. A state of emergency has been declared in parts of Mississippi. WLOX TV reporter Hugh Keaton.
Saturday afternoon, the rising water forced residents in the Mill Creek RV park out of their homes. With water rushing in, about a dozen residents were rescued.
It just overtook the park. I lost everything.
Across the county, officials estimate around 30 people had to be rescued. On Highway 49, water from Red Creek nearly reached the bridge and topped several campers. Wiggins Fire Chief Jody Hatton says he's seen flooding in areas that don't usually flood.
And people weren't prepared for it.
The floods caused more than 20 road closures around Stone County.
A nor'easter hitting the east now is expected to linger into Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So you've heard him as the Great White Hope, that's one nickname, the Happy Hooker, and I think he's just the king of Long Island. Frankly, I was on WFAN, I used to do a show in New York, and everybody from the island would call me, I just saw Jerry, I think I saw Jerry. You know, you are the, you are like the king of New York. Do people come up to you all the time and talk about your fights or ask you questions?
You know, it's, yes, not like it used to be crazy, but listen, we get older, and, you know, unfortunately, the generations pass by, and the younger generations come around, but, you know, I've been fortunate, I've been getting myself out there, I have a great life, I love the fight game, made some mistakes in my career, but it's all good. Look at, a book is coming out in June next month, and, to tell the story, and, you know, it's a very exciting time in my life right now.
All right, and that book is called, and we should say, let me set this up too, of course, Jerry Cootey, heavyweight fighter, competed from 77 to 1990, 31 fights. He won 24 knockouts, only 3 losses in his career. The book is called Gentleman Jerry, A Contender in the Ring, A Champion in Recovery. I want to take you back to one of your definite high moments when you knocked out Ken Norton. And yeah, that's in 1981. That was a very big fight. What was that like?
I can't remember. Listen, that was the greatest time. Listen, I was fighting Mandingo. I don't know if you guys remember, you guys are too young to remember this, but Kenny Norton was Mandingo. He was like the the beast. And so I remember leaving my hotel room, and the cameras were there. HBO was the first time I made HBO fight. And they asked me how I was feeling. I said, how am I feeling? I'm in there with Mandingo. But when I get in the ring, I always like to touch the other guy to let him feel my power so that he would be a little leery. And I threw a right hand to the body and caught him, and he kind of buckled a little bit. So I said, well, let me take a run with this for a little while. And it was a miracle. And I caught him. I spun him into the corner. And, you know, I believe the referee kept that fight a little bit too long. He could have died that night. And I just got his timing down. And once I caught the timing, it was all over. And I didn't know he was stuck on the ropes. He was stuck sitting on the second rope. He couldn't fall down. And every time I turned around, I throw a hook. I look at Tony Perez, and he didn't say nothing. And it was feeling pretty good to me, so I came back at the right. And then I was made that night. Next day, in all the papers in New York, it said 4 punches from Devin. Believe me, I think that was true.
Wow, that's pretty scary to think of that. Have you had conversations with Ken Norton after this fight? You know, because now here we are decades later. What did he have to say about that?
But, you know, he's an ornery guy. He was ornery. He was angry, and he didn't like to lose. He was a heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah.
So, I mean, listen, no one likes to lose. Unfortunately, we do get knocked down, and we have to get up and dust off our pants and move on. And the guys that can, they have a great life. And that's what I was able to do and move forward. And, you know, I think I'm just at the age now. Hold on 1 second. I think there's a policeman right here. Hold on. I'm sorry.
That's all right. As we move along, here we are. This is what you do when you do radio. You got, you got Jerry Cooney, who was absolutely a legend, and now he's dealing with police officers, so you're taking care of that.
And, right.
One of the other big fights, there's no question about it, is when you fought Larry Holmes, and that fight went for a long time, many, many rounds. There was so much anticipation about that. HBO, you were guaranteed, both of you were guaranteed $10 million. The promoter was Don King. I got to have you take us back to that moment. What was that fight like? Put us in the middle of that.
You know, it was a mess. And, you know, you talked earlier about I was the great white hope, the happy hooker. You know, my wife sent away took a piece of my saliva and sent it away and found out that my grandfather's mother was African-American, so that whole thing was a lie. There was no white hope. It was just I was 9% African-American. But that fight leading up to the Holmes fight was such racism. And I believe Don King, and I don't know, but I hear also from my managers, they were promoting it to make money. Larry Holmes hated me because he was a guy that never got he was following Ali's footsteps. And when he came along, he thought he was going to be like Ali was, but Ali was a magical guy. And when he didn't, and I came along, and people started looking towards me, he was so angry with me. And I remember one time I'm at the fight with him in Detroit when he knocked out Leon Spinks, and afterwards Howard Cosell told me to come on over and let's get this fight talked up. And, you know, Howard Cosell wound up walking away with a bloody lip. And Larry Holmes was very upset, but listen, and I was angry too, because it wasn't a place in boxing, and so we both hated each other at the time. Now, today, we're best of friends.
Yeah, and speaking of best of friends, I don't know how many people know this, but you started something, the both of you, called FIST, Fighters Initiative for Support and Training, and that's to help retired boxers. That's how good of friends you are, right?
Well, you know, that has closed down since, but him and I help each other. I work with kids. We do a fight night every year in Hoboken, June 8th. It's going to be this year. And we raise about $140,000 for kids. And all through the year, you know, we're lucky athletes. We get to rub elbows with each other, basketball, football, baseball, boxing, and we help raise money for different great causes. Well, we've been blessed for my, you know, I can tell you, mostly all my life, I've been doing like 40 or 50 charities every year. And so it's been good. And Larry is also very charitable. And we get together, you know, we go to casinos and Q&As for us. And we sit around and talk about the old days. I tell him I loved it. The only thing is I hated that 13th round. That was the round I got stopped in.
Yes, exactly. And that's, as you were talking about the fight, as I put us in the middle of that. And so it's interesting. And now you're friends, and it's an interesting community. And your book, I want to tell everyone, that's coming out, Gentleman Jerry, A Contender in the Ring, A Champion in Recovery. So when you talk about recovery, what was it that got you addicted? What happened?
Well, you know, I mean, listen, the spotlight is very, very shiny and scary. And I came from a background where I learned a lot of, I was no good. My father taught us how to survive, not to live. You're no good at failure, you're not going to mount anything. And so that kind of permeated me in my life. I kind of had a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety. So, you know, getting in shape, the best shape of my life, was terrific, but I hit behind the booze a little bit. I started drinking. The night I knocked out Kenny Norton in the first round was the night the green light went on, and I started to drink and party a little bit, and that kind of took over my life in some ways. I didn't have somebody, a good father figure at the time, to grab me by the arm and say, "Hey, Jerry, come over here. Let's this is very important. Now let's pay attention." And I drifted away, and obviously that night, I mean, he was a great champion, no doubt about it, but I was drinking and not taking care of myself as much as I should have. And, you know, also the big problem for me was that they told me I couldn't go the distance. So that night, rather than going out and just performing, going after him, I was trying to go the distance. I had never done that before. And I didn't have the greatest experience. And I wound up losing him. And that was a devastating defeat for me. But I'll come back. It was a great lesson. Made a lot of money. I met some great people all my life. I'm still connected with most of those people. Just like I'm so glad to be on your show today. And life is very special. And listen, we win some, we lose some. That's the way it goes. We lose some.
Yeah, we win some, we lose some. So when you look at the fight game today, Jerry Cooney, and we're talking with Jerry Cooney, Gentleman Jerry, a contender in the ring, a champion in recovery, you definitely want to pick that up as such interesting stories, and you think of a long career in heavyweight fighting, which is so tough. But when you look at the fight game today, what do you think?
The fight game is so good right now. We have the Zone, ESPN, ESPN Plus, Fox, Showtime. We have so many great fighters. It's amazing. And the only problem is that these, because of all these organizations are separate, we're not seeing the fights when we need to see them right away. So it's taking a little bit longer. The fight game is great. I'm going this weekend to Washington for a very big fight. Jared Herd is fighting for his belt in Washington, D.C. on Fox. Please tell your listeners to tune in on it. He's a great fighter, a great champion. And we have all the light heavyweights division has got about 10 great fighters. The heavyweights really growing. Just, you know, the fight game has come around. It's become more of a real worldwide. The Zone came in from Europe and put $1 billion into something. And now they're seeing fights from across the seas coming over here. It's a very exciting time in boxing. Please check in, tune in, and follow me on channel 156 on Sirius XM Radio, Monday and Friday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Sirius XM. And it's a great business right now. Fight game is back the way it used to be back in the days when I was fighting.
Yeah, and that's good news, right, Jer? Because there was certainly competition from MMA. They took a big piece of the pie, right?
Well, yeah, you know, you're so right. And what happens is it forced boxing to correct itself. I mean, back in those days, you had so many mismatches going on in boxing. MMA came out, and they were putting on main events after main events and made boxing correct itself. And that's what happens. And so what happens is for the fans and the viewers, they reap the benefits.
I love that. Jerry, last one. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, like life is a struggle. We find obstacles. We have to fight and jump over the fence. And then there's another obstacle. We get through it. We don't quit. We keep fighting. Keep walking forward. Keep asking for help. Keep asking the questions, and we get to the place where we want to be. And that's a great life. My family. I travel, come and go as I please. I'm very excited about life. And you know, I got a movie coming out. Is in the works being written now, maybe a television series on Netflix. So you keep the faith and you keep walking forward and you keep loving those people that are in your corner and good things happen.
I love that are in your corner. Keep the faith. Jerry Cooney, what a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Oh, Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Love to talk to you.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Green Room is Priyam Vadaban, and she has written a book that I think is so powerful, and it really speaks to me because I understand the power of nature, and I didn't always feel that way. Her book is called Silent Teacher, so that's a hint about nature. Priyam, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
So the silent teachers, it's really what we see in nature, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and you know, my reason really is to send my message across that we can be connected to the universe through nature.
And how did you discover that you really felt there was a connection between the universe and nature? Because people, you know this, Priyam, people talk about it and other people say, oh, that's wooey and that does, I don't know what you mean. I go and walk in nature and I don't understand. So how do you explain that?
As a child, I went through a lot of pain to deal with, and I would to the point where I would mentally remove myself.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, this is the way I coped. And you know, there's one thing that humans have all have a common link, and that is we have all suffered. And to me, my suffering has brought me, it always brought me to a place of peace so that, that I can see things clearly. It's just a natural way of me dealing with childhood traumas.
That makes sense. And there's other people who deal with childhood traumas. What happened to you that allowed you to remove yourself mentally? What was it that was so tough to get over?
Okay. What would happen is that I had to deal with adult situations.
Mm-hmm.
And what my father did was on the weekends, he would take us along the rivers in Trinidad, and we would just spend a day, and we would just walk and talk and in the water, and just being out there would help me to get like a foothold on what was real. You know, and to me, like the pain was just a temporary thing. And what was real and solid was my love that I had in me, that I can give and share, and it would be a healing process for me to be in nature.
Wow, I love that analogy. I can visualize you, and I'm sure some of you listening think about that. You're a kid, you're at the water, you're it's sort of like letting go, isn't it? Shedding a skin.
Yes.
And you talk about that. You talk about the analogy of a snake skin, and tell us about a snake skin and why that really kind of relates to what we're talking about with the silent teachers.
Okay, the snake skin is the analogy is that what we tend to do is bury our pain. And whenever we bury our pain, we cannot see the truth clearly. You know, sometimes we, people are afraid of dealing with their pain. And when you're afraid, then, of course, you don't want to touch that pain, and you keep burying it, and then slowly it becomes, turns into a disease. Because all the stress is in your life, and so I'm trying to show people a way of you have to deal with it. You cannot just put it aside. We have to learn to walk beside our pain and use that pain to teach.
Ah, that's a tweetable moment. Walk beside our pain and use that moment to teach. That really sums it up. And I want to tell everyone, you can get Priam's book on Amazon.com, Silent Teachers. And it's tough to do, right? But when you make the leap, you really can feel it.
Yeah, it takes courage to really look into yourself. And to me, the pain is there for a reason. The pain is there because one of the reasons that we are on Earth is to evolve, you see. And by dealing with our pain, it helps us to evolve and be stronger and see the truth of who we are and how we can help in this world.
I like it. If more people would take that time and they would go into nature, I think you're right, there would be that healing process. And I think it's fascinating what you did. Tell everybody how you put this book together, because you and I talked off the air and we talked about, so you understand what's happened to you. You're trying to say, hey, I got a road. I got a way that you can do this if you don't know. And here's the silent teachers. And so you grabbed a notebook, and then what'd you do?
Yeah, I started writing, and it's just ideas that came to me in a quiet moments and during the day, and I would just think, and I have a natural way of putting myself in other people's shoes, you see. And by doing that, I can see that if someone is angry at me and yelling or whatever, I would try to figure out why, you know. Or I wouldn't ask the person, but I would look behind the words.
Right, to figure out what was going on really, right?
Yes, Yeah, because usually the issue is not what's happening right now. The issue is speaking from pain or fear, you know?
Yeah, and so going into nature and being able to do that and look behind what people say to you, has this given you a lot of strength, and do you think this can give that to other people?
Yes, it has given me strength, and it has made me realize that there is something more powerful than me, and something that we can strive for, and answers. We can get answers from nature.
I think so, too, because it forces us, right, in this world where we're so connected with our smartphones. It forces us to open up our mind. Maybe that's what it is.
Yes, definitely. And it's a matter of living in the moment also, you know, when so that you can connect to nature. And when you connect to nature, then you connect to all living things, including each other.
Priyam, of all the places that you've walked through nature, and you mentioned Trinidad and the river, and I was visualizing that in my mind. People don't realize sometimes what a beautiful area that can be. But of every place that you've been in nature, what's the best walk you've ever taken? Do you know?
The best walk. My goodness, that's difficult to say. But the one that really stays with me today is when spending the day with my father in that river. And my thoughts would go back to that time and how my mind would center on love. And to me, that was the most real thing in my life. No matter what was going on, I felt a deep love for my father, and I felt his love for me.
Yeah.
And because of that, it just stayed with me, you know, all through my life.
I love that, holding on to that memory but living in the present. What do you hope people take away from reading Silent Teachers?
I hope that they, too, will find their silent teachers, because it all depends on your experience in life and what are the moments that change the way you think, you know? And to me, this is that's when growth happens, when evolution occurs in your own being. It's when you look at your own situation, your own perceptions, because we all have our own perceptions of what is real and what is not real in life. And it's a journey we all have to go through.
So well said. A perfect place to end this. That's the journey that you go through. So pick up Silent Teachers. Priyam, thank you so much. You can get it on Amazon.com. Thanks for joining us on the show, and thanks to everybody for listening.
Oh, you're very welcome, Kate.
Wallpapers repeating patterns of an elk. That's what I'm...
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.